one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be?
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection with Reverend Leilani Schmidt. Hi, I'm Dr. Reverend Bonnie Weisenberg, and along with Leilani's other awesome special guests, Todd Stockwell and Gary Evans, we welcome all of you to the show that helps you to plug into the new paradigm, the show that will give you the information that you are seeking and need to know, for we are the leaders of the new paradigm. And aloha, Leilani, and thank you for having us as your special guest this show.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
I'm all out of breath.
Big applause. Big applause. Boy, was she straining and going through a lot of pain? You should
have
seen
this. This is all about me. Yes,
hyperventilating.
As one reverend to another.
Yeah, I could, but I'm sitting here and I couldn't let her get away with that with her own intro because it's all about her.
It is all about me.
So I'm going to do something all about me. I've got my very own intro.
Fine.
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Yes.
Go.
Okay. Hello, Bonnie and Leilani. Hope the show is very funny. Special guests include a Gary and a Todd whose head isn't very hairy. We call him the Detroit Superdome.
Oh, my. That's truly awesome, awesome, awesome. And I see the divine light shining on his head right now.
That's a reflection.
And infinity loops all over. Awesome.
I'm actually blushing, and it takes a lot to get me to blush.
Well, the one thing's Todd's head, yes, I can understand that. I'm so in trouble now. There goes the empowerment for life.
So does that make me Fuzzy Wuzzy or something?
Or a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Yes. How'd you know?
Oh, I'm getting you were doing the hello mother, hello father thing. I thought you were doing Fuzzy Wuzzy along with.
That was awesome, Gary. I hand it to you. That was really good. You did a great job on rhyming.
He's like, listen to this. And I'm like, okay. And we wanted to surprise you, Todd.
That's right.
Surprise.
That's a surprise.
I was blushing on my end, too, and it takes a lot to get me to blush.
He's going to be getting me back later on in the program.
I'm telling you, we're in powerless
if
now.
If not this one, the next one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yep, Gary, I'll tell you.
I remember there was that show years ago where when you least expect it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. That's right.
We're in trouble tomorrow, baby. I don't know. Feeling the shift already.
Oh, God, I can see us now tonight. Oh, right. Boy, are we in for a treat tonight. You know, it's a true honor, as always, as I know that my guest for this evening will agree with me. It's always an honor to be able to be in the presence of all of your light out there, and we thank you all for your divine presence with us tonight. We do know that you will walk away with empowerments along with insight that will really help propel you into our forward motion in our lives. And before we get started on our show tonight, I would like to share our call-in numbers with all of you. And those numbers are toll-free, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And our direct lines to bbsradio.com is same area code 530-776-5189 and 876-9916. Oh boy, are we all in going to have a great time tonight, aren't we?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, we are.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yay, yay, yay.
Hey, 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 Bonnie.
Oh, no, we're so not going there. Oh, please. No, no, no.
Oh,
no, no.
Well,
well,
we
could go there, Leilani. There you go.
There you go.
What was it you guys called me on you guys' radio show?
I think it was Leilani.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've
Leilani.
Got Bonnie
Ellen
and Leilani. Yeah.
There you go.
It's the Insoft sisters. That's right.
I'm getting the hierarchy says they're in trouble now.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, I know that, Gary, what do you think? We normally start with a download. So what do you think? That we should we go ahead and get everyone set and prepared for that?
I'm all for that. You know, get that vibration raised there and get that negative structure removed and let that light come right on through, and you're going to feel a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Todd does it speaking in words and phrases that you may not be familiar with, like up, down, go, open.
Hey, 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 we're not talking about me. We're not talking about me. That's a joke about my lack of direction.
But just kind of follow along and you'll get the drift.
All without a microwave, too.
Right. Hey, hey. Oh, my gosh. And you know what's so funny? When I went to open up my new bank account today, those of you who are just listening.
Oh, you've got to hear this story.
Okay, so if you ever hear us on our Joyful Light show, those listeners know that I don't cook. I do microwave, though. And last week I told the two men that microwave cooking is the most nutritional way to cook because it said so in the paper. And today when I went to open up my new bank account, my free gift was two really good cutting boards that are like bacteria, that are bacteria proof.
I don't know what we're going to do for these with these cutting boards, except you might shorten candles. I don't really know what we're
that is God's sense of humor. It was hysterical.
So Bonnie, did they hand you a fortune cookie, too?
No, they did not hand me a fortune cookie. But I was laughing, and the woman's looking at my smile, wondering, because I got from her.
What's the deal?
What's she like? I'm like, oh, thank you very much. I could really use these.
Yeah. Well, maybe after the empowerment, things will change. We can release those negative structures that are blocking you from becoming what you should become is, and follow that true path right on into the kitchen and cook me something for dinner.
That's so not going to happen. That's not my path. That is so not my path.
She's the only one that chooses the path that she follows.
That's
and if she doesn't like that one, she'll take one from column A and two from column B.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. I can do that.
And for all you listeners out there that's tuned into the show tonight, this is what the new paradigm is all about. It's the we generation, and we enjoy having joy in our lives and happiness and peace and harmony. Yeah. We work together collectively in unison, and it is such an honor to be able to work with these individuals. And realistically, it's not even work, it's play. We have a good time with being of service to others. And I know that he has done, made profound changes in my own life. And this, when you join us in the new paradigm and in the work that we all give to humanity and the Power Beyond work, is... They're still, you guys, I have to forgive me. They're sending me smiling faces. As we're
smiling face.
Yeah, you're becoming much too serious. I mean, we were having such a good time that Leilani starts talking.
Well, I'm just looking like Todd's from this 9/11, and there's another one.
Uh-huh.
1111.
Yeah.
Too much. 1111.
Yeah. But we were going to get back to the empowerment, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
We were.
Yeah. And Todd, if you're ready.
Oh, look at that sunshine.
I've got sunshine.
That was so
now
good.
I'm thinking of that song, that I've Got good. Sunshine on a Cloudy Day.
Well, I started off with a wow and some giggles, and I figured a nice smiling sunshine would work.
That's
cool. That's really good.
To get things prepared. So.
Okay.
So, for those who can't see what we see... maybe there should be a little bit of an explanation, but we've got a board in front of us, and we're communicating over the internet right now. So anyhow, send a few messages. So now we'll send some big messages. So everybody can just relax, and as long as you're not driving your car, go ahead and close your eyes and lean back, relax. Lie down if you'd like. Take a deep, deep breath and breathing inward slowly and then breathing outward slowly with the dragon breath. So like a...
Wow, that was good.
Now, another deep breath. And focus on a huge tree in front of you with an opening of light. And in that opening of light, reach in there with your spirit hands, not your physical, and say, open full access.
Open full access.
Now sense or feel yourself directly in the center of that massive tree of light, surrounded by brilliant light crystals. These crystals are also singing. They're singing directly to you, some of them are. And the ones that are singing directly to you, reach to them and again say, open full access.
Open full access.
Now feel yourself moving quickly up a tube of light, a brilliant tube of light. Notice that as you're moving faster and faster up this tube of light, there are colors here that you've never seen before. New colors. These colors you not only see, but you hear, you feel, and you taste. Notice all of the many sensations that you feel. And notice, reaching back to your physical body, just how it's shifting and changing with this movement, with these colors, as it shifts, it changes along with all of these colors. And as you're moving faster and faster up this brilliant tube of light, also notice that you're not moving at all. As you move to your right, you're also moving to your left. As you're moving upward, you're also moving downward. As you're moving forward, you're also moving backward. And as you're moving outward, you're also moving inward. Now repeat after me. 1, 2, 3, open.
1, 2, 3, open.
Defrag.
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 Delete old programs.
Delete old programs.
Delete old files.
Delete old files.
Delete old paradigm. Delete false reality.
Delete false realities.
Delete any chains or cords.
Delete any chains or cords.
Delete. Release. Burn. Explode. Implode. Defrag. Reprogram. Restructure. Reconnect. Recomplete.
Activate all codes needed.
Activate all Christ codes. Activate all mother codes.
Activate all mother codes.
Activate all God codes.
Activate all God codes.
Activate all creation codes.
Activate all creation codes.
Activate all new paradigm codes.
Activate all new paradigm codes.
Amp up. Power up. New beginnings. Golden beginnings.
Golden truth.
Golden realities. My reality.
My reality.
New paradigm.
New paradigm.
I am. I am a master of the new paradigm.
I am a master of the new paradigm.
A leader of the new way.
A leader of the new way.
I show the way. I know the way. Because I am the way. Five 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 open. 10 10 10 open.
Ten 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 open.
Reprogram. Restructure.
Rewire.
Reconnect. Power connect. Activate all creation codes.
Activate all creation codes.
Activate all codes of the new paradigm.
Activate all codes of the new paradigm.
Rainbow Bridge.
Crystal Bridge.
Golden Bridge. DNA. Unite.
Ignite.
I am the golden path.
I am the golden path.
I am the enlightened.
I am the enlightenment being.
I am the new paradigm.
I am, I am am the new paradigm.
Love.
Love.
Oneness.
Oneness.
Love.
Love.
Joy.
Joy.
Oneness.
Oneness.
Bilakwe.
Bilakwe.
Gaat.
Gaat.
Bilabo.
Bilato.
Ave.
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 Shiva.
Shiva.
Shehina.
Shehina.
Sukata.
Sukata.
Trevai.
Trevai.
Alawe.
Alawe.
Alaha.
Alaha.
Ananeha.
Ananeha.
Abredosh.
Abredosh.
Ensof.
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 I am the highest light of God.
I am the highest
light of God.
I am a master of the new paradigm.
I am a new master of the new paradigm.
I am the highest power of God.
I am the highest power of
God.
I am a leader of the new paradigm.
I am a
leader of the new paradigm.
I am the highest love of God.
I am the highest
love of God.
I am the new paradigm.
I am
the new paradigm.
I am heaven.
I am
heaven.
I am heaven on earth.
I am
heaven on earth.
I am.
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 I remember.
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 Amen.
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 Anchor.
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 Ground.
Ground.
Solidify.
Solidify.
I do remember.
I do remember.
Remember.
I am complete.
I am complete.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am heaven.
I am heaven.
Heaven.
I do remember.
I do remember.
I am home.
I am home.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
How do you feel?
Ooh, that was incredible. Yeah.
Incredible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was really great.
Incredible.
Feel terrific.
Yeah. That's nice, Todd. And what I noticed as well is you have set all of us in motion for that new paradigm.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it was just incredible.
Wow, this is awesome.
We've got our paradigms. We've got our 20 cents.
There you go. That has to do with the spelling mistake.
Yep.
We didn't know how to spell paradigm. And mind you, I have like 4 degrees, and we spelled it P-E-R-I-D-I-M-E,
yeah.
Paradigm.
Right. Paradigm. Mm.
Yeah, but they really did it on purpose because Gary is working on this new rap album, and so
right.
he's going by 20 cents. So
that's right. How'd you know?
The record's going to be called Paradigms, you know. So
mm-hmm. Paradigms.
It's just like how Nickelback got their, you know, how Nickelback, the band got their name. I mean, you know, he wanted his change back. He said, "Don't I get my nickel back?"
There you go. And I was just thinking, Buddy, can you spare a dime? Which leads me right into why don't we discuss, you know, what happened this week with the banks going and the corporations going? And Todd, you've been talking about this for years. What's going on?
Yes. We have been talking about it for many years, and we've worked with many companies so they wouldn't be in this kind of predicament over the years as well. So, you know, if I could go back 20 years and tell you that I've been telling people this. So you know, that's quite a while. So, but the truth is that each one of us, you know, in order to not be affected by this, obviously, if you have stocks and all that kind of thing, don't get into shock mode and don't get into this fear zone. A lot of these companies are going to panic because, you know, they're folding and they need to fold. In the new paradigm, we're succeeding on the level that pure of heart. So therefore, it's those who are truly of service. Now, if you're working with a company or even as an individual, and you want to, you know, check with us, you know, it would be a good idea. You can give me a call and we can work on this because I've been doing this for a lot of years in companies, to try to help them see the way that they're so that they can be of the highest service and actually succeed during these times. So, so we're all prepared. So make sure you don't panic, you know, just, know that things are happening as they need to. In order to shift power, which is what has to happen, those who are greedy, et cetera, and all this thing are going to have challenges. And so be it. That's the changing world. That's the world which we've signed up for. You know, we came here for these changes. It's exciting. It's exciting times. I'm sure, you know, somebody's going to be, what? It's not exciting? I can't believe you're saying this is exciting. But, you know, in the big picture, in the grand picture,
yes.
This is the way things are going to shift and change. So that's why, you know, this work is here. That's why we're here getting out to you guys on the radio to let you know that that's what we're here for, you know. And it's key that we're of the highest service and of the highest joy. That's why we're joking around so much. It's about having fun and really truly being connected. You're always in a joy space.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not meaning that you're always silly and goofy, you know, all the day long. You know, we have a full gamut of all the emotions, you know. But the majority or the key to what feeds that passion behind us is the joy. So that's what this is about. So.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you were so quiet there, Gary.
Well, you know, I was just thinking along with what you were saying about having no fear, is that with the changes that are coming, many have been taught and it's been inbred in a lot of people ever since they were just a small child, that it's going to be very tumultuous and a very hard thing that you're going to be going through. And with doing this work, you can realize that things don't necessarily have to be that way. It doesn't have to be a hard path to follow. It doesn't have to be difficult. You don't have to become a victim, a martyr, a sufferer, through pain and strain. Uh-huh. Even during the transition, you can be above it.
Right.
And that's what we're hoping that we can do, is raise the vibration of the world enough where many of you will not have to go through the suffering.
Right.
They have many names for it. You know, they call it the end of days. They call it many things. Mm-hmm. It's actually the heavenly kingdom coming down to earth, and God's kingdom ruling. And there may be some tumultuous times, but when you have this inside track and you're in direct communication with the source, you really have no fear, and it really is an easy path to follow, because you know everything is going to be all right, and there's no need to worry.
And we're creating it as well. You know, that's what we have to be aware of, is that we're creating it. So that's why our voice must be heard right now. You have to pay attention to what's going on around you, and pay close attention. Don't just because somebody says something on the TV or on the radio doesn't mean that it's true. Check in for yourself. Right, Leilani?
That's right. You bet. You bet it is.
Calling us out.
Well, as you guys all know, I was actually seeing in the month of August where As Above, So Below was being anchored right here on the planet. And so, you know, I have shared that with all of you. And then, of course, you know, the rainbows as well was involved with that. And that was really cool to see. You know, one of the thoughts that I had, Todd, that I'd like to ask you about is October.
Yes, October.
Yes?
Trick or treat.
No, it's more than that. Because
what would you like
to
know about October?
We were talking
what's coming
about
up in October.
Lots of things.
Well,
there's a
yes.
You want to know what programs are coming up, or do you want to talk about October on a grand scheme of things? It's the 10th month, isn't it?
Yes, well, it is, and it's there's grander scheme, because there's a lot of great things coming in October. I know that there's some really incredible shifts that are going to be taking place, which this download tonight that we have shared with everyone out there has prepared them for this. So I thought it would be nice if you shared some insight on October. There's many different things being said that's going to actually take place in October. And one, of course, is, you know, we'll see a UFO and so forth. That's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is every one of us being able to truly step into that great shift that is about to take place.
And what about a UFO? You know, we are the UFO. What are you talking about? I am the UFO. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's scheduled, you know, on October the 14th for us to see what's
so below. We're doing a program down in Phoenix on the 10th, and that's opening up another massive gate. You know, we're doing big work with these programs, and that's you know, with the numbers, it winds up being 111, but that's a numerology thing. But anyhow, it is a gate. It's another gate that takes a deeper power to the heaven on earth. So it's taking another step from the gate 888 gate, which actually took a few years. This is a quick boom kind of thing.
Yes.
So it's really fast. That's my lingo. Sorry, I do these boom ching things every once in a while.
But it makes perfect sense. The boom ching, yeah, because it happens that quick.
And the date in significance, you know, the 10 as above, as so below. Mm-hmm. The 10 is earthly completion, heavenly completion of the kingdom, and infinity is the 8.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah, it's on the tree of life. It's both. It's both Malchut and right.
So it's bringing heaven to earth on 10-10 with an infinity loop, 08, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Very significant date. That program in Phoenix is one you don't want to miss because it's going to be rocking.
It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So check out the website. We get to jump in with the website now, don't we?
Yes,
it's beyond1111.com, beyond1111.com, and or else you can reach me by phone at 734-740-9110. Now, also, if you're a company and you want to know how to succeed right now, give me a call too, because I've been doing the business consulting for 20 years, over 20 years. So. You know, I've been talking about this for longer than that. So just be aware. You can give us a call. I know Bonnie and Gary, you guys got some info too, right?
Yeah, it's our website. Yeah, www.reys.com. And you can check us out there. It's got our numbers and our email address and everything. And it's all linked with Todd, so if you miss Todd's. And Leilani's too.
Right, because we're all one.
Yeah, we're all part of the same family.
Funny. Yeah.
And so if you want something specifically and you can't remember Todd's address, just send it to we'll make sure it gets to Todd.
Exactly.
And I'm sure Leilani will do the same.
Right, because that's how we are. We don't.
Sure.
And Leilani
is. You've got to give her information now.
Yeah, Leilani.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, absolutely. I'd like to invite all of you to visit my show page with bbsradio.com. My email address is imdivinelight@aol.com, or you can call me at area code 480-255-6198. How may I be of service to you?
Yes. That's very true.
Are we talking to me or are we talking?
Excuse me. Hey.
Who are you talking to?
Okay. All right.
Lots of downloads for you, sir.
Leilani Bonnie.
I know. There's a little boundary there, Leilani, with the oneness here.
I think Gary's working on the twin thing.
It's the esophic sister routine that's going on here.
Hey! Just because she can
do a little bit of rock.
She was talking to Bonnie though over the weekend. She says, "You know, when you and Gary move out here, I'll cook for him." I'm going, "Great, let's move." I'm ready to go.
She said she knows her job in the new paradigm. It's cook for Gary.
That's
I'm
right.
Like, I don't know.
I am so there.
See, my mistake was was telling about the awesome turkey dinner you were making, Leilani.
With
yes,
homemade
I
dressing.
Did. Yeah.
And I went in and I told him about it, and he's like, bye, what's the next plane?
Bonnie, you have got to feed this man.
No, this is not my job. This is not in the divine mate contract, I don't think. I'm going to have Todd check in on that, but
check
I don't
that,
think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, you know, I'm the cook at home, so I don't want to rain on your parade there, Gary, but I'm the cook at home. So
there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I want one of those.
Get your own.
I'm putting my order in right now.
Go right ahead.
Folks out there that is tuned in, I've got my order in. You've got to be able to cook.
Absolutely.
We can share Gary once we move there. He can come and cook for you on certain nights and cook for me on certain nights. Because he is an excellent chef.
You know, we were talking about in Toronto about doing a it would be available anywhere, doing a Power Beyond program with cooking as the creative outlet. sure. Where that we all have a wonderful time cooking for each other. It's made available.
And you know what's really funny, again, is I'm doing a cookbook with someone.
Yeah, she's writing a cookbook, and she doesn't cook.
It's a hey, you know, those who don't do, teach, you know?
If you can't do it, teach it, right?
Yeah, it's the Archangelic cookbook. Which, that's
those
the next
can't
book.
Coach, right?
I mean, there you go. So that's why I was given the cutting board, but that's for Gigi to use it's going to be an.
No, she's writing an Archangelic cookbook, and the angels are actually contributing to the recipes.
Yeah, we have the recipes
already. And we were saying, well, we got to get some idea of how to cook these things, and we were told, no, just wait, it'll all be given to you. So.
And it will be. It's being given to Gigi because she's the cook.
Well, I was going to say, if you're channeling that through, then you just got to, like, sit there and look at your food, you know, and let yourself channel the food, you know?
Sure.
Well,
what
happened is that I went online because it's going to be one type of food, I'll say. And so I went online, and that's when I was told, no, it's okay.
It's okay.
We'll be given the basics, and from there we'll know what to add in. So that's it. So along with Gigi Berrigan, who is the illustrator for the Archangelic book, she's also an incredible cook. And by the way, Todd, when you come in December, and Leilani, of course, you're invited too, she's going to cook enchiladas, I think. She was supposed to cook them for Todd.
Yeah, she owes me that from way back. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. So she's...
Keith's enchiladas.
I am on my way.
There you go. So she's the one. She's going to be starting the recipes, and then from there, we're going to create together, and then I'll be writing them down, and then adding in what the archangels want to be added in, which is
really and these books are important because as you increase your vibration, raise up into different levels of understanding and what have you, certain foods that you may have been familiar with really aren't as agreeable as they used to be. And it's like they're Todd, we always go out for sushi because it's a very high vibrational food. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that, you know, many of the things that have just been fine, if I eat sushi and a high vibration kind of food, I don't have any heartburn or indigestion.
No.
But sometimes with some of the other foods, it's just the opposite, and it's because of the new paradigm. It's like it's not heaven is not coming to earth. It's here.
Yes,
it's here now.
It's here now.
And the government is pretty much in place.
Yes, it is.
Everything's going to begin operating, and that's why you're seeing the structure of the world begin to change because it has to. Mm-hmm. And when that changes, so is your vibration. And when you begin to raise your vibration, you're going to find that many changes are going to take place in your life. Many things that you feel are going to also be changed. And one of those is eating.
Mm-hmm.
I found that my diet's changing. And it's out of necessity. Yours too? Well, how's it working with you, Leilani?
Yes, it is. A lot of foods that I was able to eat in the past, I'm no longer able to eat. And what I really like about it is just happening very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and as you all know, we're very in tune with our bodies. What else is coming natural for me as well is the desire to exercise.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
And we've been talking about that because I'll talk to Leilani on the phone and I'll be on my little stepper because I don't have time to take the walks outdoors, at least not right now. So, the desire to exercise because that helps with the digestion, I'm finding. It helps with the digestive process.
And if you work with the light and you get a higher vibration, the more light you take, you gain weight.
Your
body changes.
This is what happened to me.
You get too big for your body.
Uh-huh.
And you feel the pressure on the outside, so your body naturally wants to grow, so you have to exercise to keep it in check.
Yes.
Because you can eat next to nothing, and all of a sudden you're expanding.
Right.
Yeah, and it's
a natural... Your body can become more dense as well, which gives you more weight as well. So it's better to look in the mirror rather than look at the scale, too. I mean, it's important to do that as well. I mean, You can look thinner and still weigh more.
I wanted to ask Bonnie a question tonight on the show. And Bonnie.
Okay. Yes, Leilani.
What does 777 mean to you and to all of us?
Okay. 777. You know, we were sitting there because that's how much the stock market lost. And Gary said 777 is a divine number. And then I sat there. And I added it up, and I came up with 111, spirit neutral. And I went, wow, because 7 plus 7 is 14 plus 7. And came up with, well, 211, but then I just took it a notch down lower, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, so all the signs are signs are coming.
777 is the completion of heaven on earth. So basically when that number hit, it was telling all those of us who are enlightened, hey, don't worry about it. Things are going to be fine. That's why 777 hit so big yesterday. It's for us to just go, oh, yeah, well, okay, that makes sense. Things are shifting. They're changing.
Yes.
You know, could there have been a more magical number to show up? I don't think so. You know, it was truly,
it was truly heavenly, wasn't it?
Just looking at the board.
If you ever wanted a message, if you wanted a message from God, you just got it. You know.
I mean, it's just
exactly.
And awesome. And we've been talking about how we've all been feeling the need to, with the shift, you know, to clean up, to get rid of our. Emotional debts or physical, whatever we feel we need to clean and cleanse and to shift for the new paradigm. And we're finding that it's pretty easy. You know, once you get going and you take that first step. But having said that, I will also encourage all of you to give Todd a call because the empowerments that we just did here will definitely help you to clean out what you need to clean out from within, to cleanse, to go forward, to become one with your divine path, to know what your path is, and to become truly enlightened.
Mm-hmm. and
I know, I'm looking at the sushi thing.
I might add, too, is simplifying our lives, getting back to the basics. Finding, tuning back into what is of true value, you know, family, friends, socializing, you know, all those types of things that we forgot. And tuning to our children and laughter and play and music and dance and all those wonderful things of expression.
And you know what I found recently?
And sushi.
Go ahead. And sushi. And sushi rules. what I found out recently, too, as doing part of this awesome cleansing from within, is that once you do that, you truly become lighter. And you find you don't need what you feel or what you felt that you need. And then you realize, too, that all, like Todd says, all you really need is love, and that's very true. That's very, very true. When you get right down to it, that's all you need. And that's what we're about, is helping each other, loving each other, and truly becoming aligned with God's will and becoming one.
Get on your path.
Get on your path, yes.
Yes, and boy, you know, I used to think I was on my path, and that's been a blessing, is to know that I am finally have arrived. As we say in our downloads, I am home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the download you took today, tonight was really an exceptional download because it dealt with a new paradigm, and Todd hasn't done that one before.
No, this
That was a very rare occasion. This is a number one and going that deep. He went really, really deep, and those of you that followed along with it may feel a change happening in you right now. The ones that are meant to.
Yes.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with me on my end.
That's exactly
be prepared,
what's happening.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Because that was that, beyond.
Yeah. But that's true.
I mean, that was not a normal. That was not a normal download. Let me tell you, that was a very, very, very heavy download.
That was a very
very appropriate because of the time.
Yes.
The time is so short. The kingdom is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, the kingdom is here.
It is not coming. It's here, and we need to. We need to take action to find your path at this time because there's many people that need a lot of help to make this transition, and we need to make it smoothly and as painless as possible for as many as we can. And so that's our job, and that's what we're doing. And we would love to have you join us in our work.
Definitely. And, and I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that I'm going to be speaking at the New Life Expo 2, October 17th, I think it's the 16th, actually, the Friday, Friday at 6 p.m. in New York City, and that's on the new universal truths. So, along these lines with the new paradigm, there are new universal truths, truths of service, etc. And so we're going to do that and, of course, do empowerments there. So come and join us and have a lot of fun with us, you know.
Sure. You know, these empowerments are individual, too. You can really work on problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so I will share my website again, Leilani. Thanks for the message there. I'll be in Phoenix on the weekend of the 10th, so just coming up the next weekend. And like I said, New York City, you can check out our radio show tomorrow too by going to the website. It's beyond1111.com. Beyond1111.com, and you can reach me by phone at 734-740-9110. And remember, if you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out what to do because things are different now, the way that you deal with your employees, etc., to motivate them, everything like that, that's what we're here to help with as well. So, okay, Bonnie and Gary, it's your turn.
Well, our website is www.raiseruysofthelight.com. You can email us at spirit111@comcast.net or give us a call, 954-937-5938. If you're local here in Florida, Gary teaches incredible classes, especially the healing class. We did an incredible one last week using crystals. And we're going to be doing another incredible healing class this week. And with these healings come empowerments, too, that Gary does.
You're going to be the crystal this week.
Yeah, I'm going to be the crystal. God help us. I don't know. The hierarchy isn't ready for that.
Your buddy is a crystal.
My old God loves you.
I am the crystal. I am the crystal. It's all about me.
Oh,
geez.
Oh, man.
And if you all want to know what class is like, here it is. We have a lot of fun in class. We receive incredible empowerments.
Yes, we do.
You have to come in and just participate and feel the joy and the love. And guess what, everybody? You get to take it home with you. It doesn't stay in class. It goes home and it stays with you. And you are able to share that wonderful joy and love and that wonderful healing energy with everyone you come in contact with. On that note.
I was waiting on somebody to talk.
He's like bending over me to look at the time. He's waving his hands.
I'm looking at the clock. There was too much time.
And he's like, and I'm like, what do you want? And I'm leaning back and I'm just like.
No worries. I got us. I'm watching over us.
Oh, okay.
You know, Thank God.
One of the conversations I was having last night is one individual had asked me, you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, if you would, Todd. And she said lately she had been seeing, obviously, 11-11, 12-12. The other combinations were 222, 333, 444. And so I shared my own thoughts with her, and you know, it'd be nice if, because I'm noticing that a lot of people are coming forth and asking me what does that mean for them.
Well, they're all mastery numbers, and so they can mean different things for different individuals. I mean, mostly the numbers are usually coincide with different things, like the code to enlightenment is 1111. That's why I do the beyond 1111. You know, it's 1111. It's the code to enlightenment. And then these other codes are similar, you know, but they're all different depending upon the individual mostly. So, a letter from God. And what does it say?
I don't know. Open it.
Welcome home. It says.
You have to open it?
Yeah.
How do you open it?
I don't know. Well, it's opening right there. See? See?
Oh, yeah.
It's opening.
It's opening, but it's not because I can't click it.
The letter from God says, welcome home.
Home. That's what I was getting.
There
welcome home.
Go. Yeah.
That's what I was getting, welcome home, and that's true. And I've been noticing that, too, signs in the sky lately. I saw pathways of light today up in the clouds. I've been seeing clouds actually touching the earth. Truly, truly interesting signs.
And they're going to become more prevalent, and the sky is going to change colors.
Yes.
Yes. It already is. I started in Yes.
I've been noticing too.
The sun is a different color. The moon is a different color. There's a different aura around the moon. The planet has changed as well. So you know, Earth we're not watching, but you can kind of notice that it shifted. Just like you know, the physical bodies of everybody on the planet have already shifted quite a bit. So just be aware that the grids that that many of us have been working on for quite a few years have basically encompassed the planet, and so change is happening as we breathe.
Yes, I noticed the light lavender color around the moon at night. I'm even noticing the stars have shifted some of their positions. There are some new stars that have come forth as well. And I'm seeing the lighter, higher dimensional colors within the rainbow now, and that is just really awesome. If we just take a moment and check out the sunsets, oh my
gosh. And I've been noticing when I drive to work, the sun is rising. And lately when the sun has been rising, the colors of creation are more prevalent than ever.
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, I really wanted to touch bases on that because I'd noticed in the past week a lot of different people were approaching me, you know, saying, hey, you know, what does this mean about the 11-11, 12-12, 333, 444? Mm-hmm. I've also noticed as well as a lot of people have been talking about how I know my sleeping patterns has even changed. Now I have so much energy running through me that I'm not ready to sleep till around 3-4 o'clock in the morning or even later.
And when you do, you get up early, don't you?
Yes,
you don't
I
sleep
do.
Very long. Yeah, it's about 3-4 hours and then you're gone. You're
right.
Up. Yep. Ready to go again. And you feel rested.
And Todd says, I know sleep.
And Todd doesn't sleep.
Todd does not sleep. Todd is busy always doing the work. And once I called him and I'm like, you're always busy. What is that? Are you working for God? And the answer, of course, is yes, because we are part of the kingdom. And we're here to help you become one with the kingdom also, and we're happy to do so. Become one with the new paradigm to help you shift, to help you do the, become aligned, I would say, with the divine shift that is occurring right
now. It's going to occur whether you're participating or not, but
yes.
This is just one way. Can make it more joyful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, come join us.
Todd, what are some of the other signs that we will see, you know, just within our own personal environment with our physical bodies or
You'll see a lot of peace signs, you know. You'll
And we'll all go out and eat sushi, right?
The stop signs will kind of disappear, you know, in your body. You'll have a craving for sushi probably, you know, so,
what, guys, I'm going to have to say goodnight to all of you.
Oh, wow.
We're at the end of our program. Can you believe it? It's such an honor to be with all of you. And
well, thank you for having us. It was an honor.
Yes, the new paradigm leaders, and I hope to see all of you in Phoenix with all of us. And if you would, real quick, Todd, give those Phoenix class dates again, please.
Yes, it's next weekend, so it's October 10th. That weekend I'll be in Phoenix. So beyond1111.com is where you'll find the info, and 734-740-9110 is the phone number.
Thank you. And real quick, Gary and Bonnie, if you'll give out your info.
www.reyes.com, and that'll give you all the information you need. And thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And join us tomorrow on Joyful Light. Check us out, for when we're on. But we are on 5 to 7 o'clock on Achieve Radio. And check us out. And Leilani, we hope to have you join us there.
All right, I'll call in and harass you guys.
That'll be awesome.
Please do.
All right.
Just kidding. I'll send you guys lots of love. It is always, always exciting to be with each and every one of you. We thank you for your presence with us. We honor your light as well. So with that note, we want to bless each and every one of you, and good night to all.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I do?